everybody. It's Mandy and Doug.
With Legends and Liquor. We're back.
We're back. We know you missed us.
And better than ever.
Woohoo!
I think. We're still sticking with our one story per episode format. I think that looked like that was working a little bit better.
Yeah, we got way more listens for a 20-something minute episode than an hour-long episode. So, clearly, the fans have spoken.
Yeah, so we'll just keep it short, sweet, and get on your way.
Yep. All right, so today is my turn. But before I tell my story, we are Legends and Liquor, so we're going to do our alcohol review.
Yeah, it's not technically liquor this time, which, I mean, we've done wine before. Have we done beer?
Yeah, we're not really, like, liquor.
Yeah.
It's any kind of alcohol. We just replace liquor with alcohol. And that's us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've
Legends
got
Legends and alcohol doesn't quite...
doesn't have the same ring to it.
So what are we drinking? What are we drinking?
I was going to ask you that.
Oh. What are we drinking? We're drinking Escape to Colorado IPA.
Nom 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 nom.
Yep. Like that. Who sang that song?
I don't know.
If you like pina colada.
Oh, God, no. No. But it is actually a really good beer.
Yeah, it's really good. It's
comes in a can.
6.2 alcohol to volume. 6.2% mm-hmm. alcohol to volume.
Alcohol to volume.
Alcohol.
I don't think
volume.
That's how you say that.
I don't know.
Okay.
Alcohol divided by volume.
I don't think that's how you say it either. It's an IPA, so if you don't like IPAs, you probably won't like it. But if you like IPAs, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Bronx. Stop. Sorry.
Yep, that's our puppy.
That's our puppy shaking his freaking collar. Can you just take it off of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I know he's going to keep doing that. He shakes his collar when he wants attention because he knows it's loud and obnoxious. So.
You have no power.
Yeah, we just take his collar off.
I might put the socks back on him in a minute. If he doesn't quit.
Yeah, we like to dress our dogs up. We're not bad people. He likes it.
He didn't like the socks, though. We just got him socks today. If you ever seen, like, the videos with dogs with socks, it's accurate.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Now he's getting attention. That's fine.
So, Escape to Colorado IPA. It's really good.
I'd say it's a good, like, kind of beginner IPA. Not to make it sound like a... I don't know. But it's not super hoppy.
It's not.
Like, that's what turned me off the IPAs for a long time. Now I love them.
Yeah, the hoppier the better.
Yeah, it's not super hoppy.
It's not. It's pretty really, mellow.
Yeah.
Smooth. It doesn't have a lot of, like, acid bite to it.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what notes I'm hitting, because I'm bad at.
I don't know. It's good.
It's very good.
We'll post a picture of it online.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's pretty decently priced, too, isn't it?
I think it was like $12 for a six pack.
That's not terrible.
We were also buying that from like a little mom and pop shop, so you know.
That might even be marked up.
It is
a mom and pop.
That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, I thought you were going the other way with it.
No, everything at mom and pop shops is more expensive. Everything in that store is more expensive. That was my point.
Oh.
It might be cheaper if you got it from like a Total Wine.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Maybe Food Lion. I mean, we've seen them having Food Lion around here has craft beer.
Publix sometimes. The grocery stores are up in their game.
Yeah.
If you get a really fancy Walmart marketplace, mm-hmm. you might get some craft beer there, too.
You gotta find a fancy one, because I went to one. That's not a blanket statement for Walmart.
And no. Some of them are... They're like, this is not the crowd that we are catering towards. But some of them, it is. So, you know, just keep an eye out. Anywho, that was pretty good. We're gonna be sipping on that as we go along. And the story for the day.
Yeah, what we got? What we got? What are we listening to?
Okay.
What am I listening to?
You're listening to me talk about the myth of Lilith.
Oh, that's the one I requested.
Yep.
Awesome.
That is.
I just know the name, and that's about it. I saw the Evangelion, and I heard that was based on a myth of Lilith, Lilith in the show was based on Lilith, the myth. So I don't know anything else other than that.
She comes up frequently in popular culture. I've got a few references I'm gonna list at the end, but
okay,
you know,
well, that's just why I recommended it, or why I suggested.
So, yeah. Doug's pretty excited about this being Evangelion because that's one of his, like, fave animes or whatever.
It's pretty good.
And I don't really... I watched, like, one episode of it. I was kind of like, meh. Not for me.
It's not for everyone. It's very weird. We can talk about that later.
Wasn't it the one with, like, the penguin?
Yeah, Pen.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, he's a South Pole penguin.
Anyways, I've got a few more pop culture references that I'll tell you at the end of the story, but for now, let's get into it. So, Lilith is a female demon figure frequently found in Mesopotamian mythology and then later in Jewish folklore. She's often associated with sexual temptation, storms, diseases, illness, and death. In some Jewish mystical writings, she's said to be the first wife of Adam, who refused to lie underneath him while having sex. Bang, bang, bang.
Okay, so she's got to be on top.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
That is actually, like, literally the story. She insisted on being on top during sex, which also is probably a metaphor for, you know, refusing to be subservient to man.
Yeah, like that whole scene in Game of Thrones with Daenerys and Khal Drogo, where she had to go on top.
She didn't have to go on top.
Well, I mean, like, that was the...
That was not about being subservient. That was her trying to, like, get him under the spell of... Like, actually get him to look at her and recognize her as a person
right.
and love her.
Right.
Instead of just, like, you're just a hole that I have sex with.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking this was.
Well, different. I don't know.
Okay.
So she voluntarily left the Garden of Eden. Right now I'm just kind of giving a broad overview and we'll, like, circle back around to some of this stuff.
Okay.
Historically, the figure of Lilith first appeared as a class of wind and storm demons known as Lilitu in Sumerian culture around 3000 BCE. It's a long, 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 long time ago. And then eventually corresponding versions of that demon were found in Babylonian culture, and that would influence the demonology of medieval rabbinic Judaism. And so Lilith eventually became kind of part of Jewish lore as a night demon. But really, like, the two primary characteristics that you'll find about her in ancient legends are that first, she was seen as an incarnation of lust, causing men to be led astray. And second, she was viewed as a child-killing witch who strangled helpless babies.
Wait, is that a reference to Baba Yaga?
No. And a note that I found in my research was that those two aspects of Lilith seem to have evolved separately because there's hardly a single tale where she encompasses both roles.
Yeah, killing kids isn't sexy.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe to someone, but that'd probably be one of my stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no. Not...
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. It's like she's either one or the other, not really both.
Wait, I had a question.
Yeah.
So, she's supposed to be like this sex figure on that side of the story, right? Like temptress,
yes.
Lust, all that?
Yeah.
So, she's supposed to be very beautiful and sexy, right?
Yeah.
So when she's a child-killing witch, is she still supposed to be like that?
Well, no.
Or is she like an evil hag-looking thing?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She's a really old legend. There's not a lot... I couldn't find a lot of, like, really specific stuff in the old legends. I did see some. I think they were, like, Mesopotamian carvings or depictions of her, where she's actually kind of looked like a harpy. She's half bird, half woman.
Gotcha.
It's all over the place. I mean, it really seems like she sprouted as this, like, ancient either goddess or demon or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then the Hebrew culture just kind of picked her up and ran with it in their own thing.
Gotcha.
So, or maybe, you know, they merged their myth of Lilith with these other myths of Lilith while they were in that territory.
Gotcha.
Who knows? So, back to Mesopotamian religion, there's some cuneiform texts of Sumer, the Akkadian Empire, Assyria, and Babylonia, which linked Lilith to the, like I said before, the class of female demons, Lilitu, wind and storm demons. That's what those were known as. And, of course, you can hear the, Lilith, Lilitu. Are you reading my notes?
I had a question.
Don't read my notes.
I had a question.
You asked me the question.
Okay, you said a word and I didn't know what it meant.
What? What word?
You said something, the cunitude?
Cuneiform.
Cuneiform? What's that mean?
Cuneiform was like, I might be wrong in saying this, but I'm pretty sure it was the very first form of writing ever. Okay. And it looks like...
I didn't know what that was. I was trying to find the word.
Yes.
So, sorry.
Cuneiform.
Okay. I also don't have my glasses on, so I couldn't see most of that.
Yeah, that's okay. That's why he was staring at my notes up close, and I'm like, you are throwing me off, man.
I was trying to find the cuneiform.
Cuneiform.
Okay.
Anyways. Sorry. So like I was saying, she probably comes from these female Mesopotamian demons, the Lilitu, who are wind and storm demons. So they think that, the Hebrew Lilith evolved or derived from this Mesopotamian demon. And I remember seeing something, and I put this note in, and now I don't remember at all what it was, but it was like, Kisikililake. It's some Mesopotamian myth. It's like each syllable with a dash in between, and it somehow it's related to those demons, and okay. I probably should have written more with that, but I thought you'd get a kick out of me trying to say it.
Try again.
Nope. Oh. Okay. So, going back to, flash forward to Jewish mythology. So, it looks like the earliest was the Babylonian Talmud, which says 3rd to 5th century AD. Again, I just pulled all of this crap off the internet, so if it's wrong, by all means, feel free to, send us an email and tell us we're wrong.
We can do a correction corner next episode.
Yeah! Who did you steal that from? Is that the,
Corrections corner?
Yeah, the corrections corner.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is. That's.
There's a couple.
Georgia and.
Yeah, no, that's my favorite murder. They don't call it that.
Yeah, they do. I'm pretty sure they do.
Correction corner?
Yes, I think they do.
Fuck. What should we call.
When we correct stuff that we fucked up in the first episode.
Great value version of correction corner. I thought they called that something different.
No, I think that's what they call it.
My bad.
I don't know.
I wasn't trying to steal that. Sorry.
Anyways. What do they say?
TM.
Yeah.
I thought that was, and that's why we drink.
And that is, that's why we drink. Yeah.
I don't want to steal something knowingly.
Right.
I didn't mean to do that.
Okay. Anyways, so back to Lilith in Jewish mythology. She's often envisioned as a dangerous demon of the night, sexually wanton, and stealing babies. So the first appearance of Lilith is, like we said at the beginning, Adam's first wife. And I think this is how, the myth of Lilith is most popularly known, is Adam's first wife. Apparently, the myth goes that she was created at the same time from the same clay as Adam.
Okay.
Instead of Eve, who was created from one of Adam's ribs in the book of Genesis. So, apparently... that's a pretty big difference, so it kind of puts her as more of an equal than...
I was just about to say that, too.
Yeah.
If they had just stuck with Lilith, maybe this whole misogynistic religion
I
don't know.
That's the patriarchy for you.
Well, she might suck, I don't know. I mean, she's killing babies, so she must not be that good.
Yes, but is that not just maybe a perversion by the patriarchy of a previous myth where she wasn't killing babies? We'll get to that. So, this rabbinical story of Lilith is an alternative view of the, creation story where Lilith is Adam's first wife instead of Eve, but due to Lilith's independence from Adam, where some people say that took the form of her refusing to be underneath him during sex, but, you could also just say her refusing to be subservient to him, and for that reason she's been called the world's first feminist.
Feminista. She would be the first one.
The very absolute first one, if she's the first woman. Yeah. So after she left the Garden of Eden, some stories say she slept with the Archangel Samael. I didn't see a whole lot more about that. Some people also suggest that she was the serpent who tempted or coupled with Eve. One myth says that she had sex with Eve, which caused her menstruation, caused her period. And then Adam had sex with Eve on her period, which caused original sin. Which sounds like complete and utter bullshit to me.
How was that original sin?
You know,
having sex on a period.
Look,
I mean, it's just dirty.
It's not dirty. Well, it's perfectly natural and normal.
There's stuff going on down there that's not normally down
Yes,
there.
But that's the whole thing. It's like this vilification of menstrual fluid.
Right.
You know? I mean,
I meant messy. Excuse me. I didn't mean...
And semen isn't messy?
It is.
Exactly.
But so, that happens like... I don't know. I'm gonna shut up.
Yes.
I'm not the world's first feminist.
Clearly. I mean, the whole point is that nobody vilifies semen... You're not, men aren't considered gross or dirty, you know, but women will literally be put out of the home in some cultures while they're on their period because they're considered dirty and evil. You've never heard of that?
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
That currently goes on today.
Like where?
Shit, I saw this the other day in the news. Where was it? I want to say, it's not the Philippines. Damn it. I don't know. I can't remember.
I'll look it up later.
Yeah.
I believe it. I just haven't heard that.
That's absolutely a thing because they're like, some of these women like freeze to death or die from exposure.
That's insane.
While they can't live in the house because they're on their period. Yeah, and then it's considered incredibly like dirty and evil to sleep with a woman while she's on her period.
Gotcha.
Which, you know, clearly you don't have a problem with.
I don't.
Hey. And if anybody wants to try having the mess-free period sex, let me just put a plug in for Flex. The Flex disc right now. I just tried it. It's a little bit difficult to position, but when it works, that's free period sex.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll vouch for that.
Yeah, he can tell you. So anyways, maybe we could get Flex to be a sponsor. Hey Flex, sponsor us. I'll totally talk you up. Or any other like menstrual disc people, especially if you want to send me some free ones because they're kind of expensive.
Or anything. I'll sell out. If anything, like, Mandy can just shut up and I'll talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, we have no pride. We go to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, so back to the myth. So she's the first feminist. Blah, 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 blah. Yep, period, evilness. Okay, so in Hebrew language text, the term Lilith or Lilith translated as night creatures, night monster, night hag, or later, screech owl in the King James Version of the Bible. I know. How do you get from, like, night demon to screech owl?
I don't know.
Seems like a bit of a stretch to me, but I thought that was kind of funny. Okay, so she was especially feared in medieval Judaism for her ability to harm young children, and they would wear these amulets to protect children from her. More on that later.
Okay.
There's some suggestion that Lilith is actually a goddess of the night that the Jewish exiles picked up from being in Babylon. There's some connection to the Lamia, which is a Greek myth. Are you familiar with that at all?
Just from Shin Megami Tensei.
That's what I figured.
That's all I got.
Yeah, she's like woman on top, snake on the bottom.
Yep.
Yep, that's the Lamia. That's a pretty popular Greek myth. So I thought that was kind of interesting, like Lilith, Lamia, those are two pretty different areas. And I'm not exactly sure how they were making that connection, but apparently the Lamia is also known for stealing and killing children. Some people say that she was cursed by Hera for sleeping with Zeus.
I have heard that.
That's a common story.
I've heard that one.
To have only stillborn children. And that the Lamia also has an extreme sexual appetite. So there are definitely some similarities there. I found some weird stories in rabbinic or Kabbalah treatises that Lilith and Samael were born as one. Like they were like literally one person mushed together.
Okay.
And Adam and Eve were the same thing. And that Adam and Eve were a reflection of the divine. I don't know. It didn't make any sense to me.
With Adam and Eve being the same person kind of makes sense because it's like built from the rib. So maybe something like that from Samael?
Maybe.
Or vice versa?
I don't know. I didn't see a lot more on that than that.
That's all I got.
Yeah. There are also some mentions that she's the queen of demons, married to Asmodeus, the king of demons, and that they just have sex and have a lot of demonic babies and promote chaos.
Okay.
Good for them. And then I'm not familiar with the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. I've heard of it. I know it's a thing, but beyond that, I don't know much. So I'm saying all of this and I have no idea. So according to the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, Lilith is listed as one of the Klipfloth?
Klipfloth.
I have no idea how you say it.
How do you spell it?
Klipphoth.
Klipfloth.
Klipfloth. I don't know. I know I'm butchering that.
It sounds like you're saying flip-flop.
Yeah. Corresponding to the Sephira Malkuth. And apparently she transforms into a blue butterfly-like demon. Which sounds pretty. I don't know.
Huh. Okay.
Are you thinking of Shin Megami Tensei?
I'm thinking of Persona.
Oh, yeah.
Persona has the butterfly.
The butterfly.
And that's confirmed, and I know it's something. I just haven't played the first one in many moons.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways...
Just blue butterfly. That's a common theme in the Persona series.
I mean, that's interesting. I wonder how much of this they straight up got from... Anyways.
Probably a lot, because I know Lilith's in there too, and I just thought about it now.
Probably. Okay, so then there are some mentions of her in modern occultism, which, I mean, at this point, it's what do you consider modern? I don't necessarily consider Aleister Crowley as modern, but whatever. That's what Wikipedia said. So there are a few magical orders dedicated to Lilith, featuring initiations specifically related to the Arcana of the First Mother. She apparently appears as a succubus in Aleister Crowley's De Arte Magica. This I included not because it's important at all, but because I thought it was funny. Lilith is one of the middle names of Crowley's first child. This is this kid's name. It's like, how much do you hate your kid to name your kid this? Nuit Ma Ahathor, Hecate, Sappho, Jezebel, Lilith, Crowley.
What is the country of origin?
Aleister Crowley, I think, was English.
Barf.
Yeah.
How do you say that?
He was one of those original, new pagans. So when they say, modern occultism, Aleister Crowley was one of those first people to be like, yeah, I'm a male witch, and we're practicing witchcraft, and blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blue. So anyways... That's five names. I mean, first of all, why would you give your kid five names? And then...
Why Jezebel and Lilith?
Right?
And then also the other ones I can't pronounce.
Hecate.
What's that?
That's, she's the goddess of witchcraft to a lot of people. And that's
say, is that going to be another episode?
Maybe. yeah, that's just a bad name. Anyways, and I wonder which one of those she went by. Because, she's not being, called,
Jesse. Go by Jesse.
So anyways, by some accounts, Lilith was originally a Sumerian, Babylonian, or Hebrew mother goddess of childbirth, children, women, and sexuality, who later became demonized due to the rise of the patriarchy. That's what I was saying when you said that earlier.
Okay.
Which I could really see that, her being some kind of mother goddess figure. Or some people say that she's more of a dark moon goddess on par with the Hindu goddess Kali.
Okay.
Because, Kali is a really important Hindu goddess, but she's also very dark. She's a battle goddess. Kind of like the Morrigan.
And Bronx just got
Bronx,
his
report. Just hide it.
Okay.
Just take it and hide it.
Okay.
You're not getting that right now. Go lay down.
Lay down or let me pet you. I swear. Can't do anything.
I know.
He was just sleeping all day before this.
Yeah, well, that's why he's so excited right now.
Okay.
That's the one time we need him to sit down and be quiet. Of course, he's not going to.
Yeah, the troublemaker puppy Danny is just laying behind you
I don't care. Yeah. All right. Okay, so here's a fun fact. The origin of the term lullaby derives from Lilith Abai, which is Hebrew for Lilith Begone. To guard against Lilith, Jewish mothers would hang four amulets on nursery walls with the inscription Lilith Abai.
Oh, the medieval stuff you were talking about with the amulets.
Yeah, I think I found some pictures of these amulets in my research, so I might post one of those too.
Okay.
For this episode.
That'd be cool.
Pictures on the thing.
I want to see that at least.
Yeah, so I thought that was lullaby.
Lilith Abai.
Right? And isn't that creepy that we're like, oh, a lullaby, like sing your children to sleep, and it comes from something that's like warding off demons.
Well, I could see that, though.
I mean,
like,
I could totally.
Like, sweet dreams, demons be gone from your dreams. I get it. I get it.
I mean, I can totally see that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, so then we've got my other popular cultural references for Lilith, which, again, this list is by no means exhaustive, because there are just a fuck ton of mentions of her everywhere. So, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Who was she in that?
Lilith is the, like, the demon that's been following her and, like, plays the...
The teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And eventually, like, she's the consort of Lucifer.
Okay.
And then eventually she takes over, spoilers, Hell, with Sabrina's help.
That was a good show. It was not my favorite, but, I mean, I even like the cartoon Sabrina. Remember that one?
No, but I remember, like, the original show Sabrina.
Yeah. I mean, 90s. I watched that. I also watched the cartoon.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Those were good shows. And apparently, in the Chronicles of Narnia, the White Witch is said to be a descendant of Lilith, referred to as Adam's first wife.
I read all of those books.
I don't
That's
remember
probably
that
in there
at all, but it I can see that.
Is, yeah.
I mean, those were so heavily influenced by Christianity.
Yeah,
it's like Christianity beating you over the head.
Jesus
with,
is a lion.
Yeah, and the White Witch is, you know, evil. So, okay, and then apparently, this one I did not know about, the character Lilu in The Fifth Element, the movie, for those of you who are lame and don't know. No, I'm
You're
talking
looking
about
at me like,
no,
like,
I know
what
you
you're
know,
talking about.
Because I've made you watch that movie multiple times now.
Multipass.
Lilu Dallas Multipass. So The Fifth Element, she's supposed to be the concept of Lilith turned on its head by saving humanity instead of devouring it. She's the original woman, and she's born speaking Aramaic. So apparently that's the language she's talking.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. And I love that movie. So, interesting. In True Blood, Lilith is the first vampire. Spoilers.
Did I know that?
No,
oh,
we haven't gotten to that season
I'm
yet.
I'm not that far yet.
Mm-mm.
True Blood's weird.
It is. Then, you know, Neon Genesis Evangelion. She's the second angel. And apparently the progenitor of the human race.
Yep.
Spoilers if you didn't know that for that, too.
Spoilers for yourself. You didn't get that far.
I didn't, but, you know, I don't really expect to... If anything, that would make me want to watch it, whereas I really don't want to watch it now. So,
I'll make you watch it at some point. That's right, but... That's putting it in this very tiny nutshell.
Well, I'm sure it's like a one-sentence summary of...
Yeah.
And then my final reference in Digimon, Lilithmon.
Oh God, are you serious? It's
just
Lilithmon.
I mean, basically, yeah. Lilithmon is based on Lilith.
Oh, my
and
God.
Is one of the seven great demon lords in the Digimon series.
Okay.
So, fun stuff.
And the demon of Shin Megami Tensei. And, I knew that.
I
forgot that.
Throw a stick, you'll hit a mythological character, and it will probably be in either Persona or Shin Megami Tensei. So.
Oh, you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, that's where they get them all from. They're all myths. Like, literally every single one of them.
Trying to think of an exception.
I don't think there is one.
If
they're not myths, they're, like, famous people. Like, Kuchuin.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
That was the closest one I got to not being
happy. Yeah. So, anyways, that's your myth for the day.
Yeah.
Plug for our alcohol again. Escape to Colorado IPA.
It's very good. I think I'm going to have another one.
It is very good.
Actually.
And, sorry we took so long to put out another one of these.
We will work on getting on a more consistent schedule.
No promises, though.
No promises. Write in, if you feel like it, what kind of schedule would you prefer? Are you looking for a weekly, a bi-weekly, a monthly? I listen to a lot of podcasts, and, you know...
I prefer weekly.
I prefer weekly,
that's my goal, but...
The goal is weekly. I will say, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, and definitely write in if you have any requests for myths or stories or whatever.
Yeah. Just remember, Mandy does the... more mythological stuff, and I do the creepy shit. A lot of it's probably going to be serial killers, but I will do spooky stuff.
True crime, true crime.
True crime is fun.
Maybe we could do a co one on the things that are, like, crossover. Like, if it's spooky but it's a myth.
Yeah.
Like, we could do it together.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be fun. Write us suggestions if that sounds good.
Yeah. That was Danny sneezing.
Yep.
All right, and that's been your myth for the day. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Hopefully we'll see you the next time we put out a podcast.
Insert sign-off catchphrase.
I'm doing, like, the double guns. You can't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.